And from a ticket fiasco to a crypto collapse, the new FTX CEO, John Wray, calling the mess there unprecedented and a complete failure of corporate controls like he's never seen before. And this is coming from the guy who oversaw Enron's bankruptcy. Is he right? Well, let's ask an FTX investor who lost more than $2 million in the company's collapse. Evan Luthra joins me now. And Evan, it's good to have you with us this morning. Let me start with the latest coming out of the Wall Street Journal that FTX in last October raised roughly $420 million in funds. $300 million of those went to Sam Bankman-Fried. He cashed out some of his personal stake. How does that make you feel?
From all this fiasco, I've already come to realize that Sam Bankman-Fried is a bad actor here. It's not surprising anymore that he took $300 million of that personal capital for himself, because we already know that this is a bad actor, this is a fraud, this is a criminal. Everything he has done as far as FTX is concerned, spending users, spending my, spending all the community's funds as like his personal bank account, this is not surprising anymore that he's the same way he has treated his investors.
Right.
So it's less surprising after hearing everything else that he has done over the last week.
So you bring up a good point, right? As an exchange, the fact that there were a number of things that allegedly went wrong here, but as an exchange, holding on to the customer funds, there's no expectation that when you go to trade crypto or anything else, that the exchange would use those funds to make other investments or purchases or whatever it is exactly that they were doing, or give them to the trading arm, a different arm of the business to leverage them in this way. And so part of this is a crypto story, and where's the regulation when it comes to crypto and the tokens and creating them. But part of this is a general oversight story that this could have happened. Some of these aspects could have happened anywhere. And where were the government agencies that were supposed to be watching this?
I think you can't really blame the government here, right? Bernie Madoff's fund was regulated. This was a con man like Sam Bankman-Fried who fooled everybody from the highest level of the government officials. He was the closest to getting regulated by anybody else. But this was all intentionally done. This was a very calculated plan, or I would say a crime that has taken place. Nobody ever expects that the fund, an exchange that you're using, is spending your money, right? It's to do whatever they want. That when you're putting money in exchange, it's supposed to just keep it as it is, as users' reserves. This is a big lesson for everybody in the crypto community. It's a big, strong lesson that not your keys, not your crypto. If you don't hold the keys to your crypto, it's not really your money. FTX started acting like a bank in a way, and this is what happened, that we started trusting them as a centralized institution. And then they have shown us that what happens when you play trusted other parties. Fundamentally, Bitcoin is the strongest it has been. But yes, you can't really blame nobody in this case except Sam Bankman-Fried, who are his crew who intentionally planned and executed a fraud against the whole community and everybody involved.
Yeah, it certainly does seem that he was the mastermind here. But I also want to get your thoughts on the lawmakers, most of them who are Democrats. They did receive donations from FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried. Some of the lawmakers are regifting the money to charity. Others have been downplaying the contributions. Some people are saying even if they spent the money, they should re-raise it and give it back to the victims. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I believe definitely the fund should go back to the victims. This was never his money to give away. This was our money. So he just gave it away without permission. So I think definitely, first of all, the fund should definitely go back to the people, the users, the victims. And secondly, I think this was, you see in the past, there's a lot of bad actors who donated heavily, right? Bernie Madoff, Harvey Weinstein, they've all donated. I'm seeing this in the news these days. They've all donated heavily. So you can't blame the government for accepting donations without knowing that this was going to be a criminal, right? This was coming from a criminal individual. But the right thing would be for them to give the funds back, whoever got the donations, and it should go back to the victims whose fund it really is.
Well, we can't blame them for accepting the funds, but we certainly can question what the motives were with respect to Sam Bankman-Fried and why he made those donations. And as this story continues to unravel, maybe we'll get some more answers. But Evan, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Have a good day, guys.
I'm Steve Doocy.
I'm Brian Kilmeade.
And I'm Ainsley Earhart. And click here to subscribe to the Fox News YouTube page to catch our hottest interviews and most compelling analysis.